In other words, you're supposed to appoint this person Erev Yom Kippur. Before Yom Kippur, we know who is going to be the one that on Yom Kippur will like lead the Sar Lazozel out to the Midbar. Rashi Muchim Lakach Meyesmon. He has to be prepared, appointed yesterday Erev Yom Kippur. Then Iti, another drasha, is Afilu B'Shabbos. Even on Shabbos also, you like, even if Yom Kippur comes in on Shabbos, you're allowed to take the Lazozel out to the Midbar. And the Gemara will soon say, what's the Chiddush? Like Pshita, why not on Shabbos? Rashi says, Iti, Be'itoi, with Darshan, at its time, Uvam Ayadai, Yishtaleach, V'lo Yavar, never miss it. V'afilu B'Shabbos, even if Yom Kippur comes out on Shabbos, still you do this Avodah of taking the Soil Azazel way out of Yishalayim to the Midbar. Uvetumah, who are then if the animal is Tomei, still you do it. Ulakam Meforish, Ma Yisra Shabbos V'tumah Shach V'Shaluchai, Yisrach Rebuyi. Like, what's the Chiddush, Pshita? What do I care if Yom Kippur comes out on Shabbos? Why is Shabbos any more chomer than Yom Kippur is? Like the mashma, for Yom Kippur alone, Pshita you let us send out the Sawyer. But now when it comes out on Shabbos, maybe not. Kamashma alone, yes, even on Shabbos you're allowed to. Like, what's the chiddush? Pshita. But the Gemara will soon explain. Vaita iti fiafilu betumah. Even if the kohen, or even if the animal, the Sawyer, is betumah, is tameh, still you're allowed to send it out. So, Dashin, ish la'asher es azar. We need a pasuk to say, ish, anybody is kosher to lead out the Sar Lazozel to the Midbar. Not only a Kohen, even a Zar. For the Gemara, Pshita, Avada, why not? Like, it's not a Navoid, it's not a carbon here. What do I need a pasuk for? Pshita, anybody should be kosher. So Gemara says, no. Ma, the time I would have thought, Kaporuk Sivvei. Hey, since this Sar Lazozel is Mechaper, gives forgiveness, so I would think it has a look like a carbon, that you dafka need a Kohen. And out of Yisrael, Kamash Malon Ish. The pasuk says the word ish, that even a zar is also kosher. Yeah. Right, then we say iti, fiafilu b'shabbos. A special pasuk, even if Yom Kippur comes out on Shabbos, still you're allowed to do this work of sending the soil, lazozel, out of Yerushalayim to the Midbar. Fred Gemara l'may hilchaso, like pshitit smuta, why not? Like Rashi says, l'may hilchaso, may chilu Shabbos yesh, shehutzrach la'atiroi. What type of chilul Shabbos are you doing that you need a chiddush to say that it's mutter? If you want to stand, say you're walking outside the tchum, the rabbonim b'yamaninu, the issur tchumim not to walk out of alpayim mama on Shabbos is only yosem the rabbonim. Shegoz raleim liyachah matan Torah. First later, so here b'shas matan Torah, what does the Torah have to say it's mutter on Shabbos? Pshita avadu it's mutter on Shabbos. It's more answers. Amr Rosheshes loymas come to teach us a chiddush. Shem hoye choyla. What's going to be if this soil azazel got sick? As after you appointed it, now it's sick and it can't move. So how are you going to move it there? You have to pick it up on your shoulders and carry it out to the midbar. Is makivul yakseifoy that you should know you're allowed to put it on your shoulders and carry out this goat out to the midbar? That's the chiddush. Even though you're being over nisa Shabbos, you're carrying something on Shabbos, which really should be yosur. Kamash on the pasuk that the Torah is matzedis. Iti telling, teaching us, even on Shabbos you're allowed to. So there's two kashas we'll soon see. First, the Gemara says, Kiman, who does this chiddush go like? Lechura deleikur Reb Nosson. It does not go according to Reb Nosson Shita. Di Reb Nosson, because if it goes according to Reb Nosson Shita, Ho'amar. We know Reb Nosson always says that Chai Noisi Atzatzmoi. Midiraisa, you're allowed to carry something that's living. Because it's a Svara, the living person is carrying himself. Midiraisa, you're allowed to pick up your child and carry him on Shabbos. Midirabon Navada Ritzosa. But the Rabbon, you're not allowed to carry even your child on Shabbos. But midiraisa, though, Reb Nosson knows the Svara, Chai Noisi Atzmoi. A live person carries himself. Here also, midiraisa, you're allowed to pick up this goat and put it on your shoulders and carry it outside. There's no issur etzor on Shabbos. So again, what do I need a pasuk iti to say it's mutter to do it on Shabbos? Cheater it's mutter midiraisa. Midiraisa, you're allowed to carry something that's alive. So Chura does not go according to Reb Nosson. Gemara says no. Even if you want to say this drasha of iti l'rabba Shabbos goes according to Reb Nosson, shani. When the animal is sick, it's different. When does Reb Nosson say a svara chai noisi atzmoi, a live animal or a live person? That's only if he himself could walk. He's not sick. So since he himself could walk, even though I pick him up, it's not called a maisoi tzor. It's not called like I'm carrying him. It's still like he's carrying himself. And we once spoke out, the Chiddush of Haitzoyla, now from the Mishkan, it has to be a Derech Haitzoyla, that's not called a Derech Haitzoyla. Ma'ashenkein Acheyla, a sick animal that can't walk itself, so then even Reb Nosson is murder. When you pick it up and carry it, it's called, you're making a Ma'is Haitzoyla. So therefore, I would have thought that on Shabbos you're not allowed to carry it outside to the Midbar because you're carrying on Shabbos Kamash Mulan Iti. No, the Torah was matter. This I saw you're allowed to do. Rashi says, Chol Shani, Tahashtela Noisya Satsma. It's not carrying itself because it's sick, it can't walk. So the person that's carrying it outside really is being Mechal Shabbos. So they need a posit to say that it's mutter. That's why they have a posit that it's mutter. So the Gemara, Abba Omar Rafram says, Zoy Semeris, from this Gemara, it's a raya that Erev Hoitzol is Shabbos, V'yein Erev Hoitzol Yom HaKippurim. In other words, there's no issim with your eyes to carry out on Yom Kippur. That's what this man the Yomah told. Because really, you can ask the question, why do I need a potik iti to tell me it's mutter to do it on Shabbos? And you're telling me, what even though the animal is sick and it can't walk, you're allowed to carry it. So I need a chiddush that if Yom Kippur is Shabbos, it's mutter. But on a regular Yom Kippur, cheater, it's mutter. I don't need a posik to say it's mutter to do that on Yom Kippur. I only need a posik for Shabbos. Because the kasher is, for every Yom Kippur, lalacha, we hold, you're not allowed to carry out on Yom Kippur. So even on Yom Kippur, goofy should have to have this chiddush. Like, once we know you're allowed to do it on Yom Kippur, so pshit, you're allowed to do it on Shabbos. What do I need a special posik for that it's mutter on Shabbos? So it's mashma, this man, the Yom holds that no. On Yom Kippur, midirais, you are allowed to carry. Ain erev oitzol Yom Kippurim. On Yom Kippur, you don't need any eruvi chatzeris. Why? Because midirais, you're allowed to carry out on Yom Kippur. The Yisra oitzol was only set on Shabbos and not on Yom Kippur. So therefore, for the regular din of Yom Kippur, pshiti, you're allowed to carry out the lazozel to the midbar. Because there's no issim midirais, according to this man, the Yom, carrying on Yom Kippur. Therefore, I need a special posik iti to tell me that even when Yom Kippur comes out on Shabbos, and on Shabbos, normally, there is an Yisra Yitzor. So really, after Yisra Shabbos, it's also to carry this Lazozel on your shoulders, outside to the Midbar, Kamash from the Pasuk, though, this Yitzor is mutter. When you're doing, you're carrying out Lazozel, Le Mitzvah Lazozel, out to the Midbar, that's mutter. Trashi Zoy Semeris, Mi the Yisuch Le Misni, Iti, Afilu B'Shabbos, Iku Lamash, from here we can have a Raya, we can bring a proof, the Ein Yisra Yitzor Yom HaKippurim. On Yom Kippur itself, this man the Yom holds, there's midiraisi you're allowed to carry. The Yom Kippurim Kishabis like so, because if you're going to tell me this man the Yom holds, like we hold Alokon, that Yom Kippur is like a Shabbos, lo malikru alahatir masu b'Shabbos, why do I need a special pasuk iti to say it's mutter even on Shabbos, hareke shechal b'choil, even when Yom Kippur comes out on a regular weekday. Nami Kishabbos dummy. Yom Kippur itself also has an Yisra Hoitzol like Shabbos, you want to tell me. Okoma Rachmoni Shachenu. And the Torah says you're allowed to send it away. So if you're allowed to do it on Yom Kippur, Pshit, you're allowed to do it on Yom Kippur also. And you're allowed to do it on Shabbos also. Say, Lamai, this time of the price holds no. On Al-Din Yom Kippur itself, there's no Yisra Hoitzol midiraisa. That's why you're allowed to carry it out. So I need a new Pasuk Iti to teach me that even when Yom Kippur comes out on Shabbos, still it's mutter. Then Rashi says, Erev is Kedei Naspa. That's what it says, Erev, that's for sure not Midirais, that's only Midirabonin. It's like, really, you don't need it. Elo Deho Beho Tal, you want a soul in the other. Like, the Kino Chachom, Erubi Chatzeris, Elo Bishri Lissor Itzor. It's only when it's also Midirais to carry out, the Rabonin made Zeris Midirabonin, you can't carry out. But if you make an Erev Chatzeris, then it's Mutter. So it's totally Zebazir. So the kids say, this Tana holds that on Yom Kippur, there's no Isser Itzor, male, there's no Isser Erev. So pshit on Yom Kippur, you're allowed to carry out the lazozel. I need a new posik though, when it comes out on Shabbos, also you're allowed to carry it out. Then we dash in iti v'afilu betuma. Even if the carbon, even if the animal is tamei, still you're allowed to carry it out. Or even if the kohen is tamei, still he's allowed to do it, not the animal. I mean, the animal when it's alive is not makabel tuma. A live animal doesn't receive tuma. So it means even though this person, this kohen, that was appointed to take the soil lazozel outside to the midbar, even if he's tamei, still he's allowed to do it. For the Gemara Lamai Hilchasol, like Shita, why not? The Rashi, my isa tumas migda shaykadosh shviyesh mishluchoi shutzvach lai mishitchet tuma. The Chur Havamina is the Kohanim from inside the Azara will take the Lazozel outside the Azara, and outside Lazozel, this the outside the Azara, outside the base of Migdash, this special person will take it into the midbar. So why do I care if he's tamei? He's not doing any avera. And the Havamina is that person doesn't have to walk into the Beis HaMikdash. If he has to walk into the Beis HaMikdash, then it's good. because a Talmudic person is not allowed to walk into the Beis HaMikdash. But the Havim Minim is, who says he has to walk into the Beis HaMikdash? Let a Kohen that's inside the Azorah take the Lazozel outside the Azorah, and then this special person will take it further. So what's the Chiddush as Beis HaTumah? Gemara says, Amar Rav Sheshes, Loimar is telling us a Chiddush. Shenitmo Mishalchoi, even if the person that was appointed to send out the Sir Lazozel became Tomei on Erev Yom Kippur before he takes it out, Nichnas Tomei Liazoro. He himself was allowed to go into the Beis HaMikdash or Mishalchoi. That's the Chiddush. Even though usually a Talmudic person is not allowed to go into the Beis HaMikdash, here it's a special Chiddush that even though he's Tomei, Iti says that person that was appointed yesterday, even though he's Tomei, still today he's allowed to go in and take it out. Rashi, Nichnas Tomei Liazoro, Shakoyin Moisul Hashem. That the Kohen gives it over to this person, not like we thought outside the Azorah, but he gives it over, no, inside the Azorah. So the person has to come inside the Beis HaMikdash. So that's the Chiddush that he's allowed to come in. Yeah. Right. So the Gemara Shalos, now it's a bit of modern Gemara here, that will say, Bekitza, they ask questions to Reb Elezer, and the Gemara Maskonim is Reb Elezer didn't want to answer them. Not that he didn't know, but of course Reb Elezer was makbid never to say over anything unless he heard it from his Rebbe. So something he didn't hear from his Rebbe, he wouldn't say it out to other people. So therefore he didn't answer them directly. The Marshal learned will soon see he only answered them by remez. Like, what's remez? Indirect, he answered them. But really, the way you will soon see, it doesn't look like he answered them at all. The Maisa was a Shalu es Reb Elezer. Some people went to ask Reb Elezer Shaila. What's going to be the luck like we just learned? Let's say the Lazozel now gets sick on Yom Kippur, and you have to take it outside to the midbar outside Yerushalayim, and it doesn't budge. Are you allowed to put it on your shoulders and carry it out, even though it's Yom Kippur, even though it's Shabbos? Or Pashal Alach, even though it's a regular Yom Kippur? We hold you not allowed to carry on Yom Kippur. So what about carrying out this Lazozel, is it mutter or not? Is Omelahem, Reb Elezer went back and answered them, Yochel hu lahakev ani v'yatem. You should know a regular, normal lazozo, normal goat, a strong one, could carry me and you. Like, what are you asking me a question? Like, a normal one could carry me and you. So Khuri didn't answer the question. The question was, what do you do with the sick one? And he was like, just started talking about something else, like the Gemara says later, he didn't want to answer them really, because since he didn't hear the answer from his Rebbe, he didn't want to answer it. But the Mashal says, B'derech Remez, like in an indirect way, he did answer them. Because what is he telling them? That in a normal healthy animal, you should know, it walks by itself. Mashma, it has to walk by itself. If it's a chulu, if it's a sick one, we have less old, you're not allowed to carry it. That's a blessed shita. It can only go if it's healthy. But enechnami, if it's a sick one, you're not allowed to carry out lazozel. What do you do? Like we have before, this is not likuva. Even if you don't do it, still you're mekayim the mitzvah of lazozel. The yikka mitzvah of lazozel is, it has to be alive from the time you made the gerum up until you make this rikas adam of the soy which is a chatas lashem. But if it dies after that, the emes in smuter. There's a mitzvah to send it out lazozel to the midbar. But let's say the animal got sick and it can't walk by itself, you're not allowed to carry it. Baita. Sholu, the ask another shalom now. Cholom mishalchoy. What's going to be the appointed Reuven? Reuven is supposed to be the one to carry it outside, to take it outside to the midbar. Like we had before, the pasuk says, Ish iti, you have to appoint him before Yom Kippur. What's going to be if that person got sick now on Yom Kippur? Cholom mishalchoy. Mal sheshachenu biyad acher. What's the loch? Are you allowed to send him biyad acher? Is it liikuvo that he had to be only the one that was appointed before Yom Kippur? Somebody else can't do it even with the Eved, or else no. It's only a mitzvah lechatchilom. You're supposed to give it to the one that was appointed. But let's say that person got sick, he can't take it, you're allowed to let somebody else do it. That was the Sharla. Omar Lahem, he answered back to them, Aho b'sholom ani v'yatem. Oh, let's hope that me and you will be healthy. In other words, don't ask me such questions. So according to the Mashal, it's like a derech remiza to say, I tak hold the tzotzer. In other words, only a healthy person can tak a send it out. But if the person is chayla sick, he can't give it to somebody else, nobody can do it. And Rashi says, Aho b'shalom ani v'yatem, kloyma, ma lochem lishlo azoyz. What do you have to ask him this question for? Lo yaniv lo yatem niskokon lishaluchoyim. We don't have to send it, so let's just leave it alone. So Mashiach says what he meant to say, but Eruch Rem meant to say he owns takaritz also. What about another shalom now? Doch voy v'loy meis. The mitzvah of the soyim meshtalech is, you take it out to the midbar, and on the Midbar there's a special cliff there called the Tzoik. You take it on top of the cliff, and then we'll soon see the next Mishnah, you push it off the cliff backwards, and it rolls down, and it dies. And the locher is, it's supposed to die. He asked the Shaila, what's going to be if you see it on the floor after you pushed it off, and it didn't die? Does this person have to go after the Sawyer, down the cliff, and kill it? Because is it a mitzvah just to push it off the cliff? And the mala dies. If it doesn't die, you're also kind of the mitzvah. Or else, no, the mitzvah is mama should see it dead. And if it's alive, you have to go down there and push and kill it. Omalem, so he answered him back. The pasuk says, Kein yoivdu kol yevech Hashem. Like Hashem will kill out all your enemies. In other words, don't ask the questions. Like for sure it's going to die. Like the Mishnah says later, like it cannot never happen that they pushed it off the cliff, and when it went down the cliff, that it reached half the cliff down, that all its bones were broken already. So like, don't ask such a question, you'll never have such a case. For sure, and for sure, it will zichah die when it's pushed off the cliff. So this is the way Rabbi Lezi answered it. So Gemara says now, the Chum say though, they argue. The Chum argue on these three halachas of Rabbi Lezi. And they say, Chola, lo yitzur the animal, the soil lazoza become sick, avader makibu al ksefoy. You're allowed to carry it on your shoulders and carry it outside to the midbar. Like we brought down the apostle before, iti afilu b'shabbos, that you're allowed to carry it even on Shabbos. Vaita chola m'shalchay, let's say the person you're sending it to, is sending it with, he gets sick, is yishalchenu b'yad acher. Avada, somebody else could also take it. That we dash an iti ye mizuman, he has to be appointed before Yom Kippur. That's lechatchila lemitzvah. You're supposed to do it that way. But if that person got sick and he can't do it now, avad, he could have somebody else do it. With a third shaila, the Chum say, what about dochvoy for loy meis? Let's say you pushed it off the cliff and you see it now on the floor and it's not dead. What's the locham and the chanami? Yorad achav yimisenu. The locham is you person. You have to go down the cliff yourself and make sure you kill it there. In other words, you have the din of the mitzvah of this soil lazozli, it has to die. It's not enough just pushing it off the cliff, but the mamash has to die. Right. And now another shalom of Rabbi Lezi. Shalom of Rabbi Lezi. These people, tamidim of Rabbi Lezi. Ploini mal yolam abo. What's the loch of this person? Does he have yolam abo? So Rashi learns the question is, al odom echot shalu mal maisa b'yanecha. They asked about a certain person, do you hold these at tzaddik or not? Is he going to have olam habo? The yesh person, some say, al shloime ben dobe shalu. They asked the question about shloime ha-melech. What do you hold about shloime ha-melech? Is he going to have olam habo or not? Is omar loy sub lez, they answered back, loy shal tini, don't answer me, ela ploini, ela only on somebody else. So Rashi explains, ela ploini means, shem al avsholem shal tuni. Maybe he's asking me about avsholem. In other words, for sure, Avshalom doesn't have Olam Habo. That's the way he answered him back. Rashi, Taiz learns a little bit different. Taiz learns, Ploini ma'al Olam Habo, Pirish Rach Avshalom, Shabo al Pilagshoy, Oviv, ma'al Olam Habo, Mi Svirlon Hodi Yomarav, Noshim Iksubis Kedushin, Pilagshim, Beloy Ksuba, what's the pshat from a Pledish, is she Beloy Ksuba, Beloy Kedushin, Hochem Minim Sanhedrin, Oiloy? So Shaila was, he was Boa Pelegesh Aviv, is he Chayiv Misa like, was he, does he lose Zoylem HaBor or not? That was the Shaila. And some say, Yesh Beforshma Sheshlu HaShloimai, they asked the question about Shloimai Melech, that Misvir Lech Rabbi Yonison, the Yomar, Choloimai Shloimai Chotu Enim El Atoyer. There is a Shloimai didn't do a chet. Shenemar, Lohoy Lavov Yisholem, Kilavav David Aviv, who do Loi Hoya? Ave Mechta Naim Loi Hoya Chotu. That Shloimai Melech, even though he listened to all his wives, and the pasuk says at the end, Mashmi Mamash did avoid the Zorah, but we don't hold he really did avoid the Zorah. It just means he wasn't Moich, he didn't stop his wife. But his life wasn't like Shalom, like his father. He himself didn't do a chet. So that's the Shaila, is Shlomo Melech Zoich L'Olam HaBor or not? And the answer was, yes, he was, just Avshalom was not. Weiter. Maula Hatzel Roya Kivso Minari. What's the loch of Kedroya, the one the shepherd, can he save a lamb from an ari? if a lion is coming to attack the lamb, and you're the pasture, you're the shepherd, do you have to save it? The chur pashim is you have to be mois nefesh or not. Omar lehem, he answered back, loy shatuni, don't ask me such a question. Elo al kafso ma'la hatzil haroya min hari. Ask the other way around. El al kafso, what about the she, a she lamb? Could the roya, the shepherd have to save him? That was the question. So Tosfos says the shaila was, Malatzel kafsa minari klaimer Basheva miyad David. When David Amelach lived with Basheva, to Yehuda was never not. To Yehuda, kol yoytzel mechemes based David yet creases kassel ishtai. Samely didn't do a chet. To Yehuda did do a chet. That was the shaila. Omalehem, he answered him back. This is Omalehem loisha tunu el akas. Only asked me a question about the kafsa. Now, that's what gets me. Don't ask me a question about a she, a lamb. Ma lahatzel roya min ari. What about if the cat, if the lion is coming after the shepherd? Are you allowed to save him? Omalem, he answered back, Loi shaltuni, don't ask me this question. Ela ala roya. Only ask me about the roya himself. So it gets exactly what these questions are. We don't know clue exactly what these questions are. Tezol says other pshatim here. Rashinis doesn't say. Irashlan is poshid. Ela ala roya emuta lahatzu bepiari. Can you save him from the riyana? Baita mamzer maulirish. If you have a mamzer, what's the loch? Is he yashin his father or not? Maul yibum. Let's say does he have a din yibum by his brother. If his brother dies without children, does he have to be miyavim his brother's wife? Maul lost it as beisay. The zman azir after the churban abayis. Are you allowed to make sid beisay? Are you allowed to put the line on the bottom of your house? Knows Mishum Churban Abayis, we hold it saucer. He's also Zechel, it's Tsar of the Churban Abayis. You're not supposed to put Sid, pure white lime, on your house. Mao lost it as Kivroy. Who would do by the Besa Kvoris? Are you allowed to put the Sid on the Besa Kvoris? This were the questions he asked, and even the answer them. So Gemara says, Loi Mifnei Shefligum Bedvorim. The reason why he went to talk about something else wasn't really, that was the nature, that he asked me a question, I don't answer you. But the pshat was he never answered anything that he didn't hear from his Rebbe. So this thing, even though he knew what Rashi says, but since he didn't hear from his Rebbe, he didn't want to say out exactly what the locher is. Tamar says now, Shoalo Isha Chachoma. A smart lady once asked Esra Blaz a question. That Meyachas Shemaisu Egel, Shovim by the Chet of the Egel, Klaiso did come out in Israel of Avodah Zorah, therefore the Chayiv Misa. So the Chura, everybody did the Chet Egel equally. Is Mifnei Marei Misos and Shovim. How come we find out there were three different categories how they got their Oynish, the punishment, from the Chet Egel? Some got Mamish, Rashi says. Shalosh Misos, Misa Saif, some got killed with the sword. Simu Ish Charboi, it says go and take your sword and kill one another. Then the Pasuk says, V'igov Hashem Mesom, and then there was a Magefa. And then there was Mises Hadroikin. The Chsiv Yizof Nehemiah Moshe was bathing them with the water, and they drank the water, and they gave them Hadroikin. So there were three different type of Mises Klai Yisrael got. Why? Lechura, there was one Aveira of the Chet of the Eagle. So why did they have three different type of Ancient? Is Omalor Reb Lezer didn't answer and just said, Ein Chochma Lisha. Like an Isha, don't ask us questions, Elo B'plach. The Iku, what an Isha is supposed to do, is weave. Go with a plach. V'chein uvoimel, the Pasuk says, V'cholisha chochma slei b'yodet tovui. That the chochma, the smart, the seven ishes, he could weave. Because he didn't want to answer either on this question. But itma Rav Levi, we have a terrace from Rav Levi, that Chad Alma once said like this, the chilik is, why were there three different type of ancient? That it depends how bad of an avera they did. Zivach v'kitter, if somebody mamish worshipped the ego, he made a zevach, he shechted a carbon for it, or the kitter, he burnt the carbon for it, the sayif. That's an avoid of zoram, that yamamish chayiv misa, you get sayif. Gofa fenishuk, let's say somebody just kissed the eagle, he didn't mamish make a kitter, he didn't shecht it, he didn't shecht the carbon to the eagle, he only kissed the eagle, then b'misa, he's chayiv misa b'dei shemayim. What about samach b'liboy, he didn't even kiss the eagle, stam in his heart, he felt happy for what he did for the eagle, that's badreikin. For that, he got the misa badreikin. So the kids here, there were three different type of averis Klal Yisrael did by the Chet Egel. That's why they got back three different type of ancient. And Rashi says,
Zivuch bekitur hein avoydis shechayov maleim lavoydis zor misa. If somebody worships an avoydis zor like this, he shechts to an avoydis zor with chayiv misa. Tiret nan biyav misas shein beskila. Even though really yoni chayiv skila. V'kan besayit, how come here they got killed with a sword? Shadayin lo nispar sholem arba misas bezdin. Because the Torah wasn't given yet to be mechadish talochas of dala misas bezdin yet. V'nidoyno b'misas b'nei noyach. And they only had the chiyav as b'nei noyach. She called misosim b'sayif. A ben noyach doesn't have every, the chiyav miso is b'sayif with the sword. Can I mean it was in Hedrin? That's why the people that mamish worshipped the eagle with the korban and with the akhtara they burnt to them, they had a chiyav miso, they got b'sayif. Gif of an ishok. Ain't ben misas bezin. If you just kiss the avoid the zoro, you kiss the eagle, you're not chayav miso. Because now you have a misas. A libadei shemayim. You have a din of misa, but they shemayim. That's why it was Nidoyna B'Mageifah. That's why the Mageifah, the plague came and killed them out. That was called the Misa B'Dei Shemayim. And the last one, the people that just were happy in their hearts, they got this Misa of Duchte Droikin. That's one Teretz. Another Teretz is, V'chad Amar, Eidim V'Yasro. If the Eidim, the two people, saw you worship the eagle, and they gave you Asro, they warned you not to, B'Sayif. Then your mamish chayiv misa b'dayodim. They killed you. Shevet Levi killed them out with their swords. Eidim b'loy asrom. Let's say Eidim saw this yid worship the eagle, but he didn't warn them. Then b'misa. That's misa b'day shemayim. As for that, they got the megafon. Loy Eidim b'loy asrom. There was no Eidim there. So then badroikin. Then they got the misa only that Moshe was biting them and made them drink the water. After he burnt the eagle, he put the ashes into the water and he was biting them like a seitan. Whoever drank it got killed. Duch that droikin. Omer Rav Yehuda, Shiftoi Shalevi Loi Ovar Avoris Kachovim. The whole Shevet Levi did not do worship the Avoid Zora of the Eagle. Shenem Apostle says, Vayamid Moshe Bishara Machne. And it says at the end that come to me, and the whole Shevet Levi came to him. So nobody from Shevet Levi was Oivid the Eagle. Yosef Ravino comes, Ravino sat down and said over, Losh Maitre, he said over this halacha, that what that nobody from Shevet Levi worshiped the Eagle. Eisvei, I have a kasher on you. Eisvei b'nei Rapapa, bar Abba, l'Ravina. So the b'nei Rapapa, bar Abba, is the kasher to Ravina. Ho'ayim, the Pesach says, ho'ayim l'ovev l'im l'ay risiv. So the Pesach says that a shvach on the b'nei Levi, that they didn't look at their own parents, and they killed them out. So mashma, that a Levi did amol kill out his own father. Mashma, the father of the Levi worshipped the eagle. So mashma, neshevet Levi gufa. Some of them worshipped the eagle. Some of them did not. And the people that did not worship the eagle, they went to kill out their parents that worshipped the eagle. So it's mashma that the Obivimai did worship the eagle. So mashma, some chelik of B'nai Levi worshipped the eagle, not like you're saying. So Moritz says, no. Oviv, what does it mean? Hoimil Oviv Limol Arisiv. Oviv means Avi'imai. It means your shver, your father-in-law. It doesn't mean your own father. It means your wife's, your Avi'imai Miyisroel. And that means your mother. It means your mother's father. Not your father. It means your mother's father. In other words, your mother's father, that's your grandfather. But your grandfather, not that was a Levi, your grandfather that was a Yisrael. Him you killed out. Or Achiv, the Pesach says, Amo, you killed out your brother. It doesn't mean mamash, your brother that was a Levi. It means Achiv Me'imai. It means you had a brother from the same mother, but from different fathers. So your brother was not a Levi. Your brother was a Yisrael. He did the chet. Mi Yisrael. Banav, what do you mean you killed out your own children? It means B'nei Bitoi Mi Yisrael. It means your own daughter that was married to Yisrael. So that son also does not have a shame Levi on him. He's called the Yisrael. So the Kitzur is good that nobody from Shevet Levi worshipped the eagle. Only the Yisraelim. And the Leviim killed out the Shevet Yisrael, but nobody from Shevet Levi was killed out. Fighter. Then the Mishnah says, V'kevesh Osuloi. They made a special bridge for this person to carry out or to walk with the Lazozel outside to the Midbar. Omar Rava Bar Vachona, Loi Bar Avloyim Hoyu. The people really weren't from Bavel. These people that used to chepezech and pull out the person's hair and say, get moving. Elo Alexandroyim Hoyu. But rather, they came from a triumph from Alexandria. They came from. Umitoich Shesoinim Esa Bavloyim. But since the people in Eretz Yisrael used to hate the people living in Bavel, Hoyu Koren Oysen Ashmon. Anybody that did any violence, then they used to call them Bavloyim. So that's why they called them Bavloyim, even though really it wasn't people from Babel used to pull out of there. They're people from Alexandroyim, but they called them Bavloyim. Moses Tanya, Rabbi Yehuda Reimer, loy bav loyim hoy el alexandroim hoy yet. Omol Rabbi Yosef said, Tenuach daitzcho shenachti es daiti. Like Yashkoy, if you made me a tease, you softened me. Because Rabbi Yosef himself was from Bavel. So first he heard over, like you're saying bad things about my people. You're saying my people are the people that pull out the guy's hair. So he felt very bad. Then they told him, no, it wasn't Bavloim that would do it. It was Alexandroim that were doing it. So then it didn't bother him so much. Even though you see the word they didn't like the Bavloim, but as long as the Bavloim, the people, they themselves didn't do anything wrong, it didn't bother him so much. His Tumach Daitzchi made me feel at rest. Vayit Tov would say, what were you afraid? What did these bad people do? They used to pull out the guy's hair and say, get moving. Tana, they say like this, Mar Shoye Tefiri, why are you leaving over, taking your time with this goat? Dein v'choyvi doras again. This goat, this series of Lazozel is carrying all the choyvis, all the averis of Klai Yisrael. So get rid of it fast. Go faster, move, and take it out to the midbar and kill it fast. That's what these people, bad people, used to say. So because of that, you used to have a special like bridge that the person would be able to walk with Lazozel on above the people that they couldn't touch him. But Mishnah says, Miyakiru Yushalayim, the choshev people of Yushalayim. Hoyu Malav in Oisai, used to be Malav, used to walk with him. I was saying now, the person that will take the Azazel and walk outside the Azorah, outside Yerushalayim, and Mamash way into the Midbar, and there in the Midbar, on top of a cliff, he would throw him off. So the Choshevah people, the Makir Yerushalayim, used to be Malav, walk with this person, Oisai Ad Sukkah Rishayna, up until the first Sukkah, the first hut. So Rashi says, Makir Yerushalayim, Mechashuv Yerushalayim, the Choshevah people of Yerushalayim, they had huts all along the road until they got to Tzoyk to the Midbar. Bederech. And there used to be people living in all of these huts. We'll soon see how many huts, how many sukkahs they had on the way. In order that people should be allowed to walk with him from one sukkah to another sukkah. Because Azahi walked, we'll soon see, one man yama, Yud Beis Mil. So you're not allowed to walk so far on Yom Kippur. We hold there's Nisr Arab, there's Nisr Hoitzor, there's Nisr Tchum on Yom Kippur. I call part of the Rabbanon. So with the Rabbanon, you're not allowed to walk more than a Pai Mama. So therefore, it used to make one sukkah to another sukkah, that the people living in this sukkah would walk to the next sukkah, a Pai Mama, and then the people from the next sukkah would walk further. So there's always sukkahs, always huts along the road, and people living in them, could add that each time these people living here could walk with the person to the next sukkah. Yeah. Now, Esther Sukkos Mishlaim V'Yatzoik. There were 10 huts, 10 sukkos from outside Yerushalayim up until this soik, to this cliff that they threw him over. Tishim Ris. It was 90 ris in between. Shivo Machzal Chomil. Every ris has 7.5 mil. Rashi Tishim Ris. Hoyim Yerushalayim V'Yatzoik. Har Gevoye. Soik means a high cliff. V'Zokov, like a cliff. Also, the roishay tzukin v'nofla goes on top of the cliff and falls off. Now, shivo machzoris l'chol mil. There are 7.5 ris for each mil. So, harei l'tishim ris yud beis mil. For this 90 ris, you know how far it is. It's yud beis mil because 7.5 risim make up 1 mil. So, mela comes out to be 12 mil. Fehem yud aleph masois. They made 11 different trips. Meyushlayim. How do you have it? Meyushlayim l'sukkah rishayna. That's Ma'asechad. They left Yerushalayim, went to the first Sukkah. O Me'sukkah L'sukkah. Ad Yud Sukkis. Tes Ma'asois. Hare Yud Ma'asois. It was a 9, 10. O Me'sukkah Achroin L'tzuk. Ma'asechad. And from the last Sukkah until they reached Sukk, that was another Ma'asam. Hare L'chol Ma'asam Ma'asam Mil. Each one had only 1 mil. Chutz Me'echad. Chutz from one of them. Shemehem Chiesh Boy Beis Milin. That one Ma'asam, one moving, had Yud Beis Mil. Now, Haina Diktoni, that's what the Mishnah soon says, O Malava Noisim Misukkah L'Sukkah, Shamilhu Tchum Shabbos. From one Sukkah to another Sukkah is only a mil. A mil is Alpaya Mama, that's the Tchum Shabbos. That's how far you're allowed to walk on Shabbos. Chutz Miyachron, only the last Sukkah you're not allowed to walk. Why? Shurochik Beis Milin. From the last hut until they got to Tzoyk was 2 mil apart. Now, 2 mil is 2 times Alpaya Mama. So the people living in that last sukkah could only walk up Pai Mama 1 mil. The last mil, only this person had to walk himself. The people had to wait there and just watch the way he went to Tzoyk. But they couldn't walk along with him. Because the last one was 2 mil, that was outside the Tchum Shabbos for them.
That's in the Mishnah. Tishim ris, shivu machs lecho mil. 7.5 risim make up 1 mil. Al kol sukkah v'sukkah oimrim loy. When this person passed by each sukkah, they would tell him, hare mozon v'rei mayim. Yishno, we have food and we have water for you. Now even though it's Yom Kippur, he's not supposed to eat. So Gemara says though, it's ein medoyim mishrei pas b'saloy. As if to say, the guy must be starving. And the guy has a hard walk, he has to walk a far away place from Yom Kippur. So maybe he'll start to faint. So we tell the guy, Yishno, really, really, we have food for you. So if you're going to faint, don't worry, we'll give you food. So that will give the person courage to go weiter. If a person knows he has food to eat, he'll last a little bit longer. So he used to help him along to tell him, you should know, if you're that fainting, really we have food for you. So that would give him courage to go weiter. From one sukkah, the people living in this sukkah used to walk with him until the next sukkah. Because one sukkah was only 1 mil away one from another, which is a payamama, which that's how far you're allowed to walk on Shabbos. Chutz meyachven shabem, excluding the last trip, which was from the last sukkah until tzoik. Sheina magi yimoyle tzoik. Because that last trip was 2 mil. 2 mil is twice the apayimama, twice the tchum Shabbos. So therefore, Elohim med merochek. These people in the last sukkah, true, walked with him 1 mil apayimama. And they stood there. And from there they used to watch es maisav. Mahoyuaisa. They used to watch him from this last mil. They used to watch this person the way he was walking with Lazozel up until the tzoik. Now, when this person got to Lazozel to the top of the cliff, choylik loshen sozoris. He used to divide in half this string of red wool that he had. Chetzi of kosher v'selo, half of it he would tie onto a stone on top of the cliff. V'chetzi of kosher ben shtei kranov, and half of it he would tie in between the two horns of the goat. V'doch v'al yachurav, then he would push off this goat backwards. Yeah, for whom is galgol v'yorid, and this goat would mamish roll down v'yorid. For loyhoya magia lachatzi har, like the command never happened that the goat only reached halfway down at chenase vormevorim. The little bones were broken. In other words, for sure, like we had before, Rabbi Lezi into the back, it always died. Like when you push down the soil over the cliff, it always died. Bo v'yoshev loy tacha sukkah achreina achetechsha. Now this person walked back to the last sukkah, and there he stood till after Yom Kippur, and that's when he came home. Now the loch is the person that walks with the Sfer Lazozel, his clothing becomes tummy. The Torah says he's tummy, and the clothing he's wearing is also tummy. At what point does his clothing become tummy? That's what the Tanakhama says. As soon as you walk with the Sfer Lazozel outside the walls of Yerushalayim, that's when you become tummy, you and your clothing. Rabbi Shimon Imano, Mishas Nechios Letzoik. Your clothing are not tummy until mamish you push the sawyer off the cliff. But up until you push him off, you don't have the tumma. That's what the Torah says, your tummy, the Xeris Akosti was only later when you push him off the cliff. The Rashi says, the one that pushes off the sawyer has to wash his begodim, mash his begodim becomes tummy. Tonar Rabbanim, look at the price like this. Eseh sukkais Ushnei Mosa Milam Hoyu. Divrei Rabbi Meir. Let's try now Mishnah. Also, that there were 10 sukkahs, 10 huts in between, and really you had to go Yud Beis Mil. So from the last hut until Tzoik, that was 2 mil. Rabbi Yehudu Raimano, Tisha Sukkahs. It was only 9 sukkahs. The Asara Milam. And the journey was only 9 mil till you got to Tzoik. Rabbi Yossi Yomer, Chomei Sukkahs. There were only 5 sukkahs in between. The Asara Milam Hoyu. And there were 10, and there were 10 milin to go. So chur the kasher is, if you only have 5, so there has to be 2 milin in between one and the other. So how could the people walk from one sukkah to another sukkah? If a tchum Shabbos is 1 mil, they can't walk 2 mil. So how could you have only 5 sukkahs if in between one sukkah and another sukkah is 2 mil, that's more than the tchum Shabbos? So how could it be malava? The teretz is, the kula mayidei erev. Hoyu, yeah. They made an Erev Tchumim. So now the people living in this sukkah, some of them made an Erev Tchumim before Shabbos outside Apayimama that let them walk another Apayimama. So the kids said they were able to walk 2 mil. So now from this sukkah they could walk to the next sukkah. So they're able to reach there. Omer Reb Yossi, Sachli Elazar B'ni. Elazar B'ni told me, Al Yidei Erev
He said, you know what? If you want to make this etza of using an Erev, Yecholni lasas afilu shtei sukkis. I can make it there just with two sukkis. All you have to have is just two sukkis in the road. V'yesa milin. And you can have mamasha, the journey could be 10 mil. You have to walk from Yishlayim to the tzoik. And you can make it with only two sukkis. How do you have that? Because like this, he says, the people living in Yishlayim itself, they could make an Erev tchumim, alpayimam outside Yishlayim. So I said, they're allowed to walk right now two amis out, they can walk now 2 mil outside, right? Now this first sukkah is going to be 4 mil away, because the people living in that sukkah before Yom Kippur makes an Erev Tchumah backwards. So they, Lamaisa and Yom Kippur, can walk 2 mil backwards. So the people from Yishlayim will walk within the first 2 mil, then the people from that sukkah with their Erev Tchumim will walk here, these 2 mil, and walk with him another 2 mil to that first sukkah. So B'kitza, one sukkah you get 4. Then another one, you get another 4. That's 8. And the last 2, Enichnami, they can't walk the last one. Nothing can go so far. But I call upon him, with 2 sukkis, I can get you to walk so far. If you want to do it that way. Torah says, K'man oz lohod etanah. Who's the goal of that we learn? Chutz mi'achron shebhen. That they used to walk with this person unless until the last journey. From the last sukkah till the tzoyk, they couldn't walk with him. That the Meir Shita was, the journey was 12 mil, and Yoni had 10 sukkahs in between, and each one was 1 mil apart. So the last journey was 2 mil. So without any special Erev Tchumim, that last journey you can't walk more than 1 mil. So the last mil, the person had to walk himself. Nobody could walk with him. So that goes according to Meir Shita, that holds there were only 10 sukkahs. And there was 12 mil in between, so the last 2 mil, 1 mil they could walk with him, but the last mil he had to walk himself. Right. Our kol sukkah v'sukkah, imrim loy, harei mozav v'remayim. We used to tell the person, you should know there's food and there's water here. Tana, the Brisa says, ma'olam lehutzrach odim lakach. It never happened that this person walking with the Azazel had to eat and drink tak on Yom Kippur. Ella, well, so what do we do it for? Shayna doima, mi shiesh le pas besaloi, le mi shayna le pas besaloi. Like, it's much easier for you. If you know that there is food, so then you'll make yourself strength, you'll be able to go. The person thinks he's dying, I have no food, so the mere fact you don't know you have food makes you much weaker, much thirstier, and much hungry. But if you know there's food ready for you, you'll get more care to go weiter. That's why we tell the person, you should know, we have food ready for you. In case you need it, we'll give it to you. It's like, don't plot now. Here. All right, we'll stop here. Yeah, we're holding up Samach Zayim Amar Aleph. We'll just see the Mishnah over again where we start from the Mishnah. Me'akiri Yerushalayim, Hoyimalavin Oisoi Ad Sukkah Rishoina. By the Soi HaMashtaleach, when they finally sent them out to the Tzoik, which was in the Midbar, which was outside Yerushalayim, so the Choshuva people of Yerushalayim used to walk with the person that's taken the Soi Lazozel outside. Oisoi Ad Sukkah Rishoina, they Malavim until the first hut, the first Sukkah. And Esa Sukkah's Mishlayim Liat Tzoik. There were 10 sukkahs there between Yerushalayim and Soik. That's this cliff where they threw off the Azazel, which was in the Midbar. Now.